KSCU Santa Clara presents. Robots Attack. Movies. TV. Video games. Comic books. Tech stuff. News. Music. A Phillies Geek. It's on Robots Attack. Participate in the show by commenting on Facebook. Tweeting them at RobotsAttackMe. Emailing the show robotsattackshow@gmail.com. Now, Robots Attack.
That's right. Welcome to Robots Attack, the one and only geek-centric talk show on KSCU Santa Clara, 103.3 FM, the underground sound. I am Joe, and with me, of course, is Caleb.
Hello, everyone.
And Jen.
Hello.
And Super Jason.
Hello.
We're here to give you all the geeky info you need to satisfy your every geeky desire.
Yes.
So, gentlemen and lady, how have you all been this week?
Kind of up and down.
Amen.
Excited for a job prospect, and this afternoon found out it's just not there.
Oh well,
that means there's another one out there for me somewhere. Just gotta find it. So
way to stay positive. Awesome.
Yes.
And yeah, it's practice. So when that next one shows up,
yeah. And yes, this is true. And I would really like it to, it would be even better practice if I was, if I got just a touch more feedback about why I was passed over. I mean, I realize it's kind of a nitpick because, you know, you can't, beggars can't be choosers and all that, but just, you know, I don't, it doesn't bother me so much that they passed me over. I'm like, you know, whatever. If you guys have a business to run, that's fine. But
yeah,
just tell me, just, you know,
yeah,
like, a sentence.
Oh, we wish you had maybe a little bit more in this.
Yeah.
Or
like just passed over you because of this, this, and this. Awesome. Okay, that's something that I can work with. You know, but
we don't like you because your name begins with C. You know,
yeah, it's like that would be arbitrary, but it doesn't feel any less arbitrary than how it happened in the reality. So, you know, whatever.
Although they could probably be sued for that, but
that, yeah, yeah, I'm sure there's legal precedent for things like that. But
you know, we get it. Well, hopefully, we can brighten your evening, Caleb, with an amazing show tonight.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah, that should do it.
No, I kind of wish I had more amazing things planned.
It's okay. Hanging out with people is good times too.
Sweet.
Nice. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Especially these foo.
Yeah. So, did anyone get a chance to see anything, play anything, do anything fun? Maybe lift up the spirit too.
I know this is going to be a big surprise, but I checked out the Vikings TV show.
Oh, okay.
And I was pretty impressed so far. So I wish there would have been a little bit more to launch it at the beginning, but I'm probably going to end up watching all of it anyway.
Yeah, I've heard solid things about it. Jen?
I whined on my Twitter that I watched all the 30 Rock there is to watch on Netflix.
Yeah, remember that.
And there was some dude who was really mean to me about it. I think his name was Joe. No, can't remember his name.
This guy.
I think I do remember that tweet, and I do think I remember seeing like some really funny responses to that tweet.
Yeah.
So he's a funny guy.
Why don't you marry him?
That sounds like it might be logistically challenging.
Yeah, it's not legal in most states.
That's true.
And now pronounce you and you.
You. What if their names were Hugh and
Hugh?
And
yeah.
Oh, man. There's just a sample of the humor tonight on
Hilarity
Robots
ensues.
Attack. Yes. Yeah, well, you know, not that this is anything on par with, you know, getting passed over on the job, but I tried to play SimCity.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of people going, SimCity, why you no work?
Yeah. Oh, really? I hadn't heard this.
Yeah, apparently the servers are being just hammered.
Yeah.
Hammered with people trying to play this game.
Yeah. Well, it's like, if you're trying to make a case for a game always having to be online, and this is the problem we run into on launch, it's not a good sell.
True story.
Yeah, it's and like DRM only works when it only plays when you're online. Oh man.
Yeah. I mean,
last week I would have been so pissed off at that with my wireless being so flaky. I would have been like, it was bad enough the wireless was flaky, let alone this. If that was it. But yeah. It wasn't, thankfully.
But yeah, it's one of those things that hopefully will get resolved.
Serious.
It sounds like they're adding more servers and all that stuff. So maybe this weekend I'll be able to build some cities,
yeah,
roads.
Actually, play a game.
Yeah.
Just go back to 2000 and just play that.
Yeah. I don't know if it would work on my computer, but I suppose I could check.
I'm sure there's a patch or something.
Yeah, you can't play any of the original Sims anymore on the later Windows. Like after they got to Vista, I think it was. Vista or 7, I can't remember which one, but you can't play any of the Sims anymore. It's like, I spent a lot of money on all those expansions, and I can't play it anymore. It makes me very sad.
That is sad. That's very sad that you can't play a game anymore. Your tail is not wagging.
Yeah, good riddance.
Anyway, speaking of tails wagging and riddances of good, let's talk about what's coming out this week.
Sounds like a good plan.
What's coming out this week, Joe?
Well, in theaters, we have Beyond the Hills.
Hills, hills, hills.
We have Adventures of Cereal Buddies.
Buddies, buddies, buddies.
And not the cereal that you eat, just to clarify.
Uh-huh.
We have Dead Man Down. We have Don't Stop Believin', Every Man's Journey.
Oh. I see what they did there.
Yep. Electric Children, with a K at the end of electric.
Ooh, trendy.
Mm-hmm. Emperor. And let's see if there's any other. Oh, that's right. The gigantic little indie film, Oz, the Great and Powerful.
That one's been getting some decent buzz, it looks like. We'll see. Yeah. It is still yet to be overly reviewed, I think.
Hard to tell what. Let us know if you go and see it this weekend.
Yes, please, please.
I'm still disappointed in James Franco, actually. So,
him in general?
No, as a person or as a choice for the actor?
He came out very publicly against the newest round of Spider-Man movies. Like the ones that he was in were like so spectacular.
Man, what can you do?
Mm-hmm. If that lineup did not thrill you, maybe you should check your local DVD vendor. Some of the ones that came out this week some of the ones that came out this week are Gun Hill Road DVD on DVD. It's the directorial debut of Rashad Ernesto Green. This is an introspect. I'll save the banter for later. On a very positive note, Wreck-It Ralph hits Blu-ray and DVD.
I think Super Jason was wondering about that release last week. Or
yep,
there he was.
Forward to that one.
Now
there's
know.
Your answer this week.
Squee.
Then there is Ultramarines Warhammer on Blu-ray and DVD.
Okay, I saw a trailer for that.
Yeah, I the reviews I was seeing were very mixed on the thing. Yeah. Unfortunately,
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Following in the line, that line of violence is Red Dawn on Blu-ray and DVD.
I assume the remake?
Yes, it's okay. The remake. They're trying to cash in on Chris Hemsworth being a hot commodity right now, I think.
Yeah.
Swoon.
And then there is Schindler's List on Blu-ray. And going to round out this short list of the available DVDs with The Bay on Blu-ray and DVD, and it's not related to Michael Bay at all.
Oh, I thought it was like a collection of all of his classic films.
Yeah. This one's about a calamity in a small Maryland town.
No, there you go.
Oh, man, it's not even a local bay. Boo. Santa Clara Pride. Woo!
All right.
There's no bay here.
Bay leaves.
Not right here. Not in this building, Jason.
Well, it doesn't count.
All right, moving on to video games. Yeah, we got a couple big releases this week. Let's see, Tomb Raider dropped on 360, PS3, PC. The one I mentioned earlier, SimCity also, but just on the PC. Sort of. Yeah.
It's been released.
Yeah, technically it did release. I have a physical copy of it, and people do have it on their computer, but...
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly people have been able to play it. And there's supposedly a Mac version coming at some point for people who care about that. For the 3DS, Castlevania Lords of Shadow, Mirror of Fate. If you're Naruto or Naruto, however you like to call it.
Naruto.
There's you better believe it. There's a new game, Ultimate Ninja Storm 3.
Believe it.
Better believe it. MLB 13 The Show for PS3 Vita. MLB 2K13 for 360 PS3. The last sad moment. Let us all just hold our hearts.
Do I have to?
If you don't, get out right now, because this is the very last single player DLC for Mass Effect 3 Citadel.
Oh, okay. I've heard very good things, but yeah. To be fair, it's from really big fans. So, yeah.
We have the Sims 3 University Life. There's a Naruto Powerful game on
Naruto?
The 3DS, or Naruto, however you like it.
Databio!
And, yeah, that'll do it. There's a few more, but, you know, there's just a handful of doodads coming from doodads and whatnot, so...
All right, well, gaming wrapped up, but leads us well into comic books with Animal Man, number 18, coming from DC. Over on the Marvel side is Age of Ultron, number 1.
Ooh, I think I saw some covers for that one.
Yeah, they're busting out the old school foil covers for this one.
Yeah, he's like... beating up everybody too or something. They're all
taking out the Avengers. That's like he's always promised. And then All New X-Men number 8. And on the indie side, there's Lost Vegas number 1.
Were any of those Marvel titles of a particular nature that we...
All New X-Men might possibly have been part of...
Now!
Right.
Now.
Yes. We made
never
a full circuit.
Old.
It's like the wave of going all the way around the stadium. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Las Vegas, number 1. It's gambling in space. Then there's another crossover of epicness, which is Archie and Glee. And
okay. Aww.
Yeah.
Now.
No, that's later. And finally wrapping up is Adventure Time, Fiona and Cake, number 3. So if you like the alternate world stories of Fiona and Cake, you can now have them more readily available.
In the palm of your hand.
In the palm of your hand.
I like cake. It's so delicious and moist.
But there's no
I don't think you're supposed to be eating that character's cat, but
I also think the cat might complain.
Yeah. Alrighty, well, that wraps up our new releases for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we are Robots Attack, the one and only geek-centric talk show on KSCU. So if you just stumbled upon us right now and you're like, what's going on? What did I do?
Now you know.
Yeah, now you know what you just stepped into for the next couple hours, and you're going to like it.
Knowing is half the hassle.
What is this awesomeness that is assaulting my ears? Why? It's Robots Attack.
That's right.
Hooray!
And if you tune in from 7-ish to 9-ish on Thursday evenings, you can catch it in your ears, too.
Hooray! And you know what? We also like when you participate.
On our show, that's right.
Tell them how, Caleb.
Well, I'd be glad to, Joe. You can
connect with us on email at robotsattackshow@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on our Facebook page. Do a search for Robots Attack. Two words. And then you can find us on Twitter. Our handle is RobotsAttackMe. And if all that's a little too much to keep track of, well,
boy,
I don't blame you. It's a lot. You can always find us on robotsattack.me. That's our landing page for all of our stuff, archive shows, and a button that says interact. There you'll find links to all the things I have already described.
Woot woot.
Nice. Alrighty, well, before we take our music break, I've been forcing Jen to read our PSAs, and I'm going to continue doing that.
No, no, please don't.
Here's a particular one that I got into the radio station.
Ooh. Hey.
What do we got? Excuse me, Jason.
That's Super Jason.
Mr. Super.
He's so super.
Are you an animal lover who wants to help homeless animals find their forever homes but have limited time to volunteer? Join San Jose Animal Advocates, a local nonprofit that is building a community network to help find loving foster and forever homes for pets in our local shelters. With your help, we can save countless animals. All it takes is a few clicks, and you can share their stories with your network of friends. It's easy. Join us at sjanimaladvocates.org, or look for us on Facebook. You actually help get that on the air?
Yeah.
That's sweet. I myself have a rescue animal at home.
Aww.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're not going to eat it, right?
No.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure. I'm looking out for the animal. I don't see why that's funny. Anyway, we're going to take a music break and then come back with the news. Would anyone like to tease the folks with some news titles?
Well, we've seen... We may have found real space invaders.
Ooh.
Oh, that's pretty good. I have yet more stories involving 3D printing.
Yay, 3D printing.
All right. Well, cool.
I'm excited.
I'm definitely going to stick around.
Not like you have a choice in the matter.
I wasn't going to mention that part.
But. Oh, right. Sorry. Yes, why? Please do stick around for our news section coming up next.
Yes. All right. We are Robots Attack.
News.
Hi, everyone. This is Robots Attack, in case you're just tuning in. All right, so I have something that I wanted to start doing, hopefully every time I'm on the show, which will hopefully be on a fairly regular basis.
Don't bet.
Let us know out there if you want us to keep Jen on.
Or
please.
If you just...
We leave it all up to you. Her fate is in your hands.
Or if you just want him to mute my mic all the time.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Okay, so today in history is what I'm going to be doing my segment on. Hey!
Yay.
So I got a few things, a couple interesting things that have happened on this day in history. Today in 1999, Stanley Kubrick died.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, at least.
Yeah, it does not seem like it's been that long.
Yeah, so there's that.
Bummer. Anything better than that?
Oh, yes, definitely. We have...
Wait, do you have a favorite Stanley Kubrick movie? Oh, what's the point? No, okay, never mind. Go on.
Sorry. Yes, I know who Stanley Kubrick is.
Now, be nice, Jason.
Okay, so here's something a little bit more uplifting. The first canned beer went on sale today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yay! Oh, man, should I add that? Hallelujah.
Yep. Yeah, that was... Gottfried Kruger's Brewing Company, who we have to thank for that. So,
there you go.
Which didn't last long, apparently.
Yeah. But so have a brewski if that's what you want to do to celebrate, you know, good Mr. Gottfried here.
But not while you're driving.
But
not while you're driving, yes. And not if you're underage.
Yes. Or if you're an alcoholic or anything else that will not get us in trouble. Thanks a lot, Jen.
I did
remember,
say that's what you want.
You
want to
keep her on. Go to the Facebook page. We have a poll.
I don't even drink beer. This was all for you guys. I thought you would like it.
I liked it.
I think it's a cool story.
Thank you.
I'll definitely let you
It was
that.
A cool story, but very irresponsible.
There we go. Nice.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, nice save.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to sum up, you know, the first canned beer goes on sale.
Anything to round out this list?
And today in 1933, 80 years ago today, Monopoly was patented.
Oh.
Yeah, think of how many hours Americans have spent trying to build hotels.
And how many families have gone to bed angry with each other because of the stupid game.
I have never completed a game of Monopoly in my entire life.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the last times I played was actually with Caleb. And we were playing with a friend of ours, and he was winning. So me and Caleb sort of we joined forces. It's all like, I'll give you 50% off of my properties if you give me 50% off of yours. And our friend has never forgiven us. And I said, hey, I'm a business major. Apparently, I'm in the right field.
It's all about making deals. It's not like it's any surprise. Yeah, another reason why this will divide families.
And I still hate you guys.
Alrighty, so that's what I got for today in history.
All right.
Nice.
There you go. Well, from historical histories of history-ness, we move on to possible invaders spotted in space.
Space.
No.
Space.
Yes.
Are they friendly? Are they bringing pizza?
Supposedly, the Hubble Space Telescope spotted what looks very much suspiciously like one of the space invaders from the classic arcade game as a galaxy out in space.
What?
Yeah, yeah. There's pictures for the story. It's kind of awesome. Unfortunately, this story was also quickly taken down in terms of its coolness factor because an actual astronomer said debunked the image as a distortion of the picture because of what's known as gravitational lensing, which is an effect where the gravitational fields bend the light as it comes
in. That sounds like a typical scientist always ruining the fun.
I'm just gonna count it. I mean, I'm not big on the entire.
It went on the internet.
Stuff.
It means it's real.
Yeah, everything on the internet is true. Have you not heard of Wikipedia?
All right, and I promise more 3D printing stuff, and so I'll give it to you. This time, it's something kind of curvilicious. A company called Shapeways and two designers named Michael Schmidt and Francis Bettoni ended up creating a one-of-a-kind dress for burlesque star Dita Von Teese that was completely printed from plastic, start to finish.
Huh.
Including all of the little joints that make it so it's flexible.
Whoa. So there's no, like, stitching at all involved in this?
As far as I understand, yeah. It's a soft plastic dress, and it has some pretty crazy, like, shoulder pads that come up off of the... I'm just going to say it. Off of the cleavage. it's pretty impressive.
That sounds quite impressive. They're doing very cool things with 3D printing. I heard that they're actually working on... printing human tissue as well.
Yeah, I've heard similar things. I don't believe it'll ever work, but
yeah, they're getting closer. They actually were able to there's hopes of using human stem cells to create replaceable organs that will never that cannot be rejected.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That'd be handy.
Yeah, it seems like it would be. But anyway, just in the last little cherry on top of my story, if you can imagine this becoming a big thing, which it sounds like a bunch of fashion designers are really keen on it after seeing this show, you can imagine just stepping into a room, having your body scanned, and then having something make you the perfect fit of clothing. Just bam. I mean, not BAM. It'll have to actually print it. But
right, right.
But no messing with sizes or anything like that. I mean,
that could be, that,
I want my dress to fit me perfect.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you want to show off those curves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man. Anyway, so we're going to try and throw the story onto our Facebook page as per usual with all of our stories. And yeah, check out the dress. As it's an attractive dress.
Well, there you are. It's a cool deal.
let's see. Go ahead while I'm trying to find something that's actually interesting.
My next story is sort of that local awesome, or weird as the case may be. A sophomore high school student here in the Bay Area recently caught her gym teacher stealing from the students.
I heard about this.
Yeah, caught her on camera. Going through students' bags after they have left to do PE stuff.
Why, though? I mean, do students have really cool stuff? Is that...
They've got cell phones, they've got iPods, they've got iPads.
Oh, true.
And
students
of them,
are rich now.
Most of them have disposable cash, too. And
true.
You know, it may not be a whole lot all at once, but if you accumulate it over a while, I'm sure it adds up.
And credit cards.
Credit cards, yeah.
That you can sell to the mob or random hobos.
Something like that. But anyway, it's just a strange little story of someone. But what makes it kind of funny, it kind of takes the whole like classic high school detective sleuth, is that the student like saw it once, just kind of like caught it out of the corner of their eye, and then like hid in a locker with their camera phone to record the event so they had evidence of it. It's like,
nice.
Like wow, it's like straight up like Monster Squad right there. Or Hardy Boys or Nancy Drew.
But here's the other question, though. Did these students deserve it? I mean, are these like lame students? I'm just going to go with it. They deserved it. I don't know why, but...
That I couldn't tell you.
Okay. I'm sticking with that.
All right.
If you're
going to
steal from anybody, you might as well steal from the stoners, right?
Not all of us here at Robot Stack believe everything that was just said. All right, moving on. Austrian car owner finds would-be thief asleep. Like anywhere dozing off behind the wheel in Austria can be deadly, but for one teenager, it will likely result in a charge of attempted car theft. State broadcaster or...
Wait, attempted car theft?
Yep. City's police saying they have identified a 17-year-old male as the likely suspect after a woman found her vehicle partially hotwired, a door forced open, and a youth apparently drunk and fast asleep inside.
Oh my.
ORF said Tuesday the unnamed culprit rewired the vehicle to its normal state and walked off. After being discovered Sunday, he was traced after the owner reported the incident to police. So, you know, if you're going to do bad stuff, don't fall asleep doing it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Take a caffeine pill or something.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. Get a job and buy the car legitimately.
Get a job.
Stupid idiot. All right. Next.
Okay, I'm going to do something near and dear to my heart since I sort of do this every day at work. And it involves molding things on the fly with vacuum power.
Oh.
Yeah. Basically, in my work, I end up fixing various things by actually vacuuming things down, and it allows me to make molds and whatnot.
So would you say your job sucks?
It in only the best way. Well,
I couldn't resist.
Well, in only a very quality way.
I'll tell you something that doesn't suck. Robots attack on KSCU Santa Clara, 103.3 FM, the underground sound. Okay, go ahead.
That is true. Well, anyway, so somebody's figured out how to take this pretty basic idea and make it into the next best thing in casts. If you break a bone, I mean, it's usually a good idea to get a cast on it as quick as possible, but they never really had a good way of doing that. As well as if you mess up the cast in the process of doing it, you have to go through the process of cutting it apart again and all of that stuff. I didn't realize that that was a big problem, but the article makes it sound like it is a big problem. So
I'm sure it could be a little bit challenging. It'd be challenging because you have, because it's labor intensive, if nothing else.
It's true. Well, anyway, so this is a series of shapes for specific body parts that you just wrap around the body part. It encloses with Velcro, and it has a little tube hanging off of the thing that you just suck all of the pressure right out of it. And that ends up strengthening the entire thing, kind of like Batman memory material style, into something really solid that conforms perfectly to the shape of your body. So ends up being a pretty cool thing. The patent for the technology, which is coming from a Spanish company called Technalia, is they're hoping that it can be applied to a whole range of things, including the next generation of customizable furniture and any sort of luggage and whatnot.
Interesting. That has all sorts of like cool possibilities.
Yeah.
It's like science fiction becoming science fact. It's like it feels like something you would like see on like Star Trek or some other like, you know, star based named thing.
Exactly.
StarCraft?
Yes. It's like, it could be StarCraft.
It's
yes.
Like I said earlier this week, I believe. It's like we live on a spaceship, dear.
Mm-hmm. We're just on Planet Dock right now.
Let's see. Well, I've got a story since I'm probably going to skip my entertainment portion of the show. I'll throw in some entertainment news in here.
Sounds good.
Michael Keaton from Batman to Birdman. I snagged this story off of IGN. Actors Michael Keaton, Emma Stone, and Naomi Watts will join Zach Galifianakis in Birdman, a new dark comedy from director Alejandro González Iñárritu. Before you get too excited, it's not exactly what it sounds like. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Keaton will play an aging actor who once portrayed an iconic superhero. Sounds familiar?
Nice.
As he gears up for a Broadway play based on a Raymond Carver short story in an attempt to reclaim his former glory, however, the show's conceited leading man threatens to throw everything down the tubes. Keaton, of course, portrayed Batman in the 1989 and 1992 feature films directed by Tim Burton. So,
there you are then.
Stone will play Keaton's daughter. So, you know, if you're not excited about Michael Keaton, but you like Emma Stone,
yeah, she's not bad.
His daughter. She's fresh from rehab and now his assistant. Watts will be an actress in the play, while Galifianakis will play the production's conniving producer.
Uh-huh. That should be interesting.
Looks like it's going to start production in April. So,
all right.
For you Michael Keaton fans out there.
Cool. I got a robot story if anybody else...
Go for it.
Alrighty.
Because I fully endorse the story.
Alrighty, so... A group that tends to come up fairly often in the robot stories is Boston Dynamics, because they are one of the leaders in robot research.
Dynamic right things.
Yes. Out of Boston. No. In this case, they're
based here in the Silicon Valley, unfortunately.
Yeah. I don't
actually. No, not really, but anyway, that would be swell, though.
That would be kind of awesome. There are plenty of robotics companies out here, but this isn't one of them. They built a robot a while back called Big Dog, which was one of their first successes in sort of a self-leveling, walking, four-legged robot. You may have seen the videos for it on YouTube.
Which is roughly the size of a Labrador, even though it's called Big Dog, but still.
It's a large dog. It fits the Big Dog category, I think.
It's not a small dog, but I mean, just so people don't think this is a towering monolith of an animal or something like that.
It's not a mastiff, that's for sure. Anyway, the the what makes this one this variant on Big Dog unique is that they gave it essentially a head, but the head has a gripping arm at a grip at the end of it and can toss cinder blocks while essentially walking.
Wow.
Yeah, and it may not sound very impressive until you see the robot actually do it, and then you realize it is doing a lot of very complex balancing and rebalancing of itself as it tosses the, 20-some-odd pound cinder block over its shoulder.
Which, again, Labrador-sized.
Yeah.
So that right there is the impressive thing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't throw anything 20 pounds over my shoulder and stay standing, I'm sure.
Yeah, so it is a very cool little video. It's just, you know, interesting to watch the advancement of science as we figure out how to replicate something that happens naturally in our brains software.
It's kind of neat, too, because right now they're actually just starting the testing for the larger brother of Big Dog, which mm-hmm. sounds odd. But anyway, and so it's basically acting as a pack animal for military troops. And so if you can imagine, like, a pack animal that can toss things to troops if they need it, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And or move...
Handy?
Yeah. Yes. And or move objects out of the way of troops as it goes ahead of them or something like that. Like, if it needs to clear rubble or help clearing rubble with... For a rescue or whatever. So, there you go. So, your robot story for the day. For the week.
Very cool.
Nice. And because I love Batman, I have to mention this story. It's still in somewhat Rumorville, but I would feel sad not mentioning it.
We live in Rumorville, so.
Yeah. We're familiar with its streets and its houses and its...
its passageways.
Yeah. It's mocking...
Cul-de-sacs.
It's mocking tone and stare as we drive by and wish... it were true. Anyway, I grabbed this story
Sarcastic Bandit is sarcastic.
I grabbed this story from IGN. There's a report that Bale will return as Batman in the Justice League movie.
Ooh.
Christian Bale is in talks to replace his role as Batman in DC's upcoming Justice League movie, as well as Christopher Nolan overseeing the entire project and teaming up with Man of Steel helmer Zack Snyder, who will also produce... there's a hint in here that he might possibly direct, but again, since this is all rumors, nothing's really set in stone. But the website from Latino Review claims that Nolan is now in charge of the entire DCU at Warner Brothers and is in discussion to act as sort of godfather to the project, as well as produce alongside Zack Snyder. So
is it going to make him an offer he can't refuse?
I don't know, but be interesting to see if that is true, what they... plan to do, when they plan to set it and all that stuff.
It wouldn't be the first time that we've heard like an unequivocal no on a big project and then ended up turning around.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, he is doing
that.
It.
Oh, all right.
Star Wars, anybody?
Yeah.
Seriously. Which, in Rumorville, I heard that the original cast, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford have at least made noise that they would.
Sounds like it's almost positive that they'll all be in it. But,
yeah.
But yeah, it'll be
hard to say.
It'll be cool. I'm sure, you know.
I'm looking forward to seeing what Abrams can do with the series.
Yeah. Should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of lens flares, maybe.
Yeah, lots of lights coming at the camera.
Lots of Apple showrooms.
Possibly. Although, if it goes, depending on where it's being set, it would be a more austere aesthetic than the prequels have had. So, you know,
that's true.
Because the original trilogy had a distinctly more utilitarian look to it.
Mm-hmm.
True story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's true.
So we shall see.
I heard it from someone who said that.
Just
like
now.
You've never seen it.
Nope, never. I've never watched this War in the Stars that you mentioned.
Of which you speak.
Yeah.
It is not the Battle Beyond the Stars. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, man.
I just think it's funny that you mentioned that I started that movie, and I would have never guessed that you would be the one to finish the movie before me.
Anyway, we're going to move on. I assume we're all done.
Yeah, I think we're done with the news. With the news, yes.
All right. If you are just tuning in, we're Robots Attack, the one and only geek-centric talk show on KSEU Santa Clara. We're going to take a quick music break and then come back with Caleb's Corner. Would you like to tease the folks, Caleb?
Yes. And it's a story about the impact that microloans like Kiva can have in the real world.
All right. Sounds good. I look forward to hearing more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get to the music. Oh, and yeah, that movie, in my opinion, is awful. That's why I don't like mentioning it anymore. All right. So let's get to the music.
Santa Clara University. Stop it. Santa Clara University's theater department presents Sixth Degree. Stop making me laugh. Okay. Santa Clara University's theater department presents 6 Degrees of Separation. This imaginative tour de force will run from March 1st to March 9th, Wednesday through Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. in the Louis B. Mayer Theater. Visit www.scupresents.org for ticket details.
And now, it's time for Caleb's Corner.
Hello, everyone. Yes, Caleb's Corner, where I bring you a story that I find fascinating or otherwise enlightening to the world around us. And one of the things that I like to harp on here is assisting in social good. And one of the things that I've brought up before is the idea of the microloan. And one of the leaders in this space is Kiva. And recently, Bob Harris, who is a writer and former Jeopardy champion, has written a book called The International Bank of Bob. And in it, he goes around the world seeing and meeting the people that he has helped fund their livelihood, and how it has, and how like they have either grown their business or changed as a result of him giving, just starting out by either $25 to $50 into the pot. So because the way Kiva works is you find a person out there, they say they need to raise like $1,000 or $2,000 to aid their business by like making a new fence, or they're setting up a tailor shop or a carpentry business and they need to buy tools or what have you. They have a business goal, they have the money and funding they need to make it happen. And then instead of having to find one person to raise it all or two people, they put it to Kiva, and Kiva says this person needs help. And then like 30, 40, 80 people, however many is necessary, pitch in $25, $50, some amount like that to the project. And then over time, the money gets paid back to the person, and then they can either choose to take the money back out of the system of Kiva or reinvest into another Kiva loan. And the it's this kind of a self-feeding cycle, and it's
a vicious cycle is what it is.
Get out, Jason.
No, it's not actually vicious at all. The guy who went on to goes to around the world, meets some people that he has directly helped with his loan cash, and sort of seeing how they've continued to evolve their business, grow it with the help of a little bit of funding from the Western world or from somewhere other than where they live.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is really cool, and it's a relatively small investment on anyone's part. The risk is very small, and yeah, they have a 99% repay rate. So there is a almost...
Yeah. Just so this doesn't sound like a commercial for Kiva.
Yeah.
So the guy, what exactly is he?
He wrote a book about traveling the world and meeting and actually interacting with how these people have used the money that they have gained from their working with him.
So what did he run into?
One of the stories he tells is of a guy who is a motorcycle bicycle repairman who has a very small shop in let's see, where he's in India, I believe, and Morocco, and he has, you know, built himself a larger business, a more successful business, better tools, better supplies.
Okay.
You know, all the classic things that when you it's sort of fulfilling the old saw of having money makes it easier to make more money. So by having just a little bit of capital, by having a little bit of investment, he's able to create a sustaining business that he can then choose to grow with as he improves. And there's other story. He has several stories. I think it's, can't remember exactly how many stories are in here. Dozens or.
Did he have any that he was surprised? I mean, was there something that like, was it all just, it worked out fine for everyone, or was there?
It went horribly wrong.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there was some.
Most of it's just sort of like putting a human face and a human interaction on top of what is normally a relatively not so much cold but somewhat impersonal thing.
Okay.
You know, so it's like they have they have a description, they have what they're doing, but you never actually see them or how well they've done. And this is kind of like this guy has enough spare time and spare cash so he can go out and meet people that have used this service and embedded their lives with it, and he's kind of like inspiring people to take hope in humanity and also, you know, consider being more generous with each other.
Grumpy Cat disapproves.
Yeah, well, bringing back the human element to this is a really good story, I think.
Yeah, because that's the main thing. It focuses on like where they live, what are they about, what have they overcome, what are they overcoming as a result of their choices and trying to make a business for a life for themselves. There's a lot of really good writing in it. They have an excerpt here on the site that I'm looking at, which I won't read a whole lot of because it's kind of long. It's a nice meaty excerpt that gives you an idea of what the book will be like.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's really interesting, really good. And it kind of like shows that it does work. So that's the main thing, is that you aren't just, it's not a corporate money grab. It's going to real people doing real stuff. So that's kind of there's people on either end of this and they're real.
Nice.
That's the main thing. So.
Cool.
Very nice.
Yeah. So go check it out and help your fellow man, person, thing.
Only help men.
No.
What? Glare.
I was trying to help you out. I thought that was. I only help people.
Yeah, help your fellow person,
if you want to.
If you want to,
don't give money to animals. They spend it unwisely.
Unless you want to,
gold-plated bass boats and all that.
Where was it in Florida last week? We were talking about the one who shot somebody. That's what happens when you give dogs money.
They buy guns.
Oh no! Yeah.
Nice throwback to last week's show.
Want
to
hear more on that story? Hit our website robotsattack.me. For our archive episodes, interact button for robotsattackshow@gmail.com, our Twitter account, robotsattackme, and our Facebook page, do a search for Robots Attack, or interact button for all of that from robotsattack.me.
We love it when you talk to us.
Please do it more.
Yes. Actually, we had a tweet from someone.
Yes, what'd they say?
Where was it exactly? It was about Super Jason.
That's always good.
Yeah.
This sounds important.
This is very important, Jason. I think I got it here.
You'll notice I'm giggling.
It says, you guys need to make a soundbite out of Super Jason saying, I want my dress to fit me perfectly.
Speechless.
Yes.
I'd make that my ringtone, actually.
We can make this happen.
And then pictures of the dress fitting him perfectly.
We have the technology. We have the...
That would have to happen in Photoshop, unfortunately.
Yeah. I don't think Super Jason wants to put on the dress.
At least not that particular one. Maybe some other one might suit his complexion better.
My complexion, huh? That's where you wanted to go with this?
Or your shoes, you know. Bring out the color of your eyes.
No, you hurt me.
Aww.
I'm wounded.
Yeah.
Accentuate your beard.
I have been looking for a dress that accentuates my beard.
Man, that could be taken in so many different levels.
Yeah. It's a multi-layered joke right there.
It is. Well, I think we'll let you all ponder that if you like while we take another music break. In fact, what I probably should have done was tell you what that last song was, but I did. So I'll tell you what this one is that I'm going to play before we get to the core, which tonight we're going to discuss. I'm sure this has happened to all of you out there at least once or twice, maybe thrice. You've watched something. And, you know, you hear all the fuss about it and you sit down and you finally watch it and it just doesn't hit you the same way it seems to be hitting 90% of the public out there. Maybe you recognize that said film or whatnot is good. It just, for some reason, isn't hitting you the exact same way. We're going to throw out some examples of those things later on in the core tonight. But for now, let's get back to some music. I'm going to play the band Hot Nun from the self-titled album Hot Nun. This song is called Who Do You Think You Are? I'm looking at you, Super Jason.
You just answered that.
That I did.
He's just a man with a beard and a dress.
Well, hopefully eventually a dress, but...
That fits just right.
That accentuates the beard and all that stuff. All right. War Robots Attack.
Does your nonprofit want to get the word out about its services or events? KSCU broadcasts public service announcements about art, health, finance, disaster preparation, community organizations, and much more. Just send a brief description of the service or event to KSCU's traffic director at traffic@kscu.org.
You are now entering the core.
All right, welcome to the core in KSCU. Own Robots Attack. Okay, I mentioned earlier that we were going to talk about films, mostly. I mean, if a series pops in your head, that's fine. But I was thinking more on the lines of film.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe 90%, 95%, whatever, of the public is like, I love this movie. It's fantastic. It's great. It made me cry. It made me have happy stuff in my heart, and you sit down and watch it and it just doesn't hit you the same way. So
it's happened to all of us, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sure out there's a movie you instantly think of like, yep, that one, that's the one. I don't get why people think that one is the most amazing thing since tomatoes and stuff.
I don't really like tomatoes that much, but
see, there you go. It's
we're not
already.
Friends anymore, Jason.
Super Jason.
Super Mr. Super.
Senior Super.
Senior Super.
So I'm gonna toss it out.
Okay.
I'm gonna point at either Jen or Caleb.
Oh.
To start us off.
He's looking at me.
Who?
Eenie, meenie, miney.
Because one was mentioned. Stressful. One was mentioned during the break while we were all brainstorming and everything. So should we start off with that one that was mentioned? Caleb, I'll point to you.
All right.
You're wearing green. My finger went right there and, and just it worked.
Yeah. One that Watchmen is one of the ones that comes to mind. It's like, I liked most of it and then hated it for the rest of it. And it took me out of enjoying the first part of it. And as I look back on it, I dislike it more.
Okay.
Fair enough. What was it? Was it the
story?
Okay,
end of topic.
Was it the story, the acting, the characters?
The blue penis.
That didn't really throw me.
Took it in stride.
Yeah. Yeah, I read the graphic novel. Basically, what killed it for me was spoilers when Night Owl and Silk Spectre 2 are in Archimedes and they do the nasty. I was just like, that scene was arguably intense for a reason, but at the same time, it was to the point where I was like, does this really need to be in the movie?
Obligatory much? Gratuitous, that's
gratuitous, yes. It struck me as a bit gratuitous. Not that it wasn't. It was in the book. I remember it's a full page of the book. So, like, and comic books, like,
oh, yeah.
There's, you know, it's like, how long did that go on? What is the time scale of this? That doesn't matter so much in terms of, like, the comic page. And it doesn't.
Just don't like the flame.
No, the flame was actually the one part that's like, oh, finally, back to the comic book. I mean, I understand why it's there. It's actually it's a relatively, you know, critical part of the story, even in the comic. And I knew it was going to be in there. I was expecting it. I just was not really expecting to sort of be in the position where it looked like the actor playing Night Owl is trying to make love to me, the viewer. And I'm just like, I am uncomfortable with this situation.
Okay, I guess I can understand that.
It's like it wasn't a scene with them doing their thing about their characters. It was almost like it was trying to involve the. It felt like it was trying to involve the audience.
The way that I ended up looking at it was just it's supposed to be a relatively small area that they're in.
Yeah.
So the idea that a camera could do a wide shot is a little bit more difficult.
And I'm not. I see your point. And I don't really need a wide shot, but it's like. When it's like the camera was like, it's like he's like looking into my eye, like into the camera's eyes, relatively speaking. And I'm just like, it's just unsettling. And it was like, I really didn't need that.
Okay. Okay.
Was it the scene that killed the whole movie for you? Or was that like the turning point?
That was the turning point where it seemed like it was going down and it just seemed to go downhill after that. The ending was okay, but like, I don't know. It just
it will stop right there. Just as far as one thing, you like you mentioned, read the book.
Yes,
I didn't, and so for me, the ending nailed it. And I heard the same criticism for a lot of people who read the book, and they like that ending. It seems like every last one of them, that is the ending that it should have had, hands down, bang.
The movie ending or the book ending?
The book ending.
You know, the way they ended the movie actually fit to me with the way the movie was in general. So okay. That ending actually didn't throw me, but like I was so detached from the third act of the film because of the closing act.
Because you had to look into a man's eyes.
No, because the camera tried to make love to me and I was uncomfortable with that. Okay. I don't disparage putting these sorts of scenes in films. I'm like, I'm not that trying to be.
You're a prude.
Evil prude. I was just like, that
is not evil.
I just thought the scene was a bit much. That's all. And it took me, I had to detach myself from the film to the point that trying to get back into it for the third act, just, I wasn't able to make it there into the third act. I'm just like, yeah.
Okay. And well, that's a decent example. I'd prefer, when we move on next, think of one that, like, kind of from start to finish, you just didn't really care for. Because it sounded like you enjoyed most of the movie still. So,
yeah, it had, it's, it, I did feel like other parts of the violence were a bit gratuitous as well in the film, but...
Oh, don't watch the extended edition.
Yeah, I haven't watched it again for a reason.
So then, is my assumption wrong? Did you, like...
I liked most of the way the film was going. There were certain parts of it that I thought were overdone, and then when it reached that point, it was just... It pushed me over the edge. I was just like, I can't really enjoy this movie anymore.
Okay. Now I got you. Now.
Yeah.
Now I'm in your head.
Mm-hmm.
On the level. Now I understand.
And that scares me.
It should.
Don't look into his eyes. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm looking down as we speak.
I kid.
I have one that it seems like the sci-fi population in general, it seems to really enjoy, and I'm by this I mean mostly my friends, but Fifth Element. Everybody seems to love that movie. Yeah, that's definitely one of the ones for me. It just kept on hitting like one cheesy thing after another, and it was just like, ugh.
Okay.
I want to like this movie so bad. And then, like, some crazy little dance routine, and it's like, what is that there for? And then, like, them trying to use flames to clean the underside of a spaceship, and I forget what the toy was at the time, but there was a toy that was literally, like, a little thing with legs
ball.
That would, like... What was it?
The bumble ball.
It was literally bumble balls that fell out of that thing. I think they put like some little bit of fuzz on them or something like that, and that was supposed to be the thing that fell out. But it was literally just that toy, and you'd watch them like bumbling around on the floor. And it's like, oh, that's just.
Be careful! Don't.
Oh man. Okay,
I'm gonna
go on. Hate everybody.
That's a good example. See. Mm-hmm. See, now you should, for the audience out there, Jen's face is like literally destroyed. Not literally destroyed, figuratively destroyed, because someone didn't come in here
destroy her face.
Yeah.
I'm not violent.
I take that back. Figuratively destroyed.
You just did the movie
Jen's
equivalent
face.
Of kicking my puppy. I love that movie.
No, and I know a lot of people, like, I've gotten the same look from every single person that I've said that to. Like, I think one friend ended up saying, like, you must have killed your inner child. And then eaten him for dinner.
Whoa.
Maybe, I don't know.
It's, okay, I think I remember hearing you and somebody else having this conversation, but... Because it's like a live-action anime, which I think is awesome, and you should think is awesome as well, but that's why you don't like it?
Well, I mean, I guess you could look at it that way, yeah. It's just, like Caleb was mentioning, the how one thing being over the top
motioning with her hands,
ends up just kind of cutting you out of it.
Uh-huh.
It was one thing after another thing after another thing after another thing that... If it was handled just slightly differently with, like, just a little bit more panache, which, since it's a French director, I think he could have pulled off, it would have been perfect, but, yeah.
So you feel like it was kind of ham-handed? He was just sort of, like...
No, I think he did the entire thing on purpose, but this is the other thing that I mentioned at the time. This was his very first script. It was literally him writing during, like, trying to do school in high school and just completely throwing away time by writing the story. Huh. And I think that shows. It's him as a high schooler, and that it's that high schooler story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That movie is definitely a style, and
if
you don't, like, latch onto it right away, it's... Yeah,
I'll give you that. I guess it's either you love it or you don't.
Well, and again, like, I wanted to love the movie so much. I mean, all of the actors I absolutely love in practically everything else, than Resident Evil movies.
But, yeah, no, but yeah, I mean,
I quote along with Lilu. I
and you just did it earlier. That's why I remember this so easily.
No, not just the multipass thing, but oh, that's a Gucci bot, you know? the nonsense that she says, I know what she says because I have seen it so many times.
No, well, and that's okay because she's allowed to say cute things because she is cute, especially back then. But the rest of it wasn't that cute in my book. and to me, like... okay, I'm just gonna say this one last thing.
One last thing.
Okay. I absolutely love Gary Oldman. He's one of my favorite actors. He's one of my favorite bad guy actors of all time.
Mm.
And they chose to put like a stupid little plastic thing on his head and it just completely ruined the character for me. I liked everything else about that character, but I'd had to stare at the stupid little plastic thing on his head through the entire movie. It's like, he is not scary when he has a stupid little plastic thing on his head. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. And we'll round out the Fifth Element discussion with, One of our fans saying, "What's wrong with Jason? Is he against having fun?"
In this case, yes.
I love you, listener.
All right. Well, before we get to Jen's selection, we'll have her read another PSA.
Mm.
Are you an animal lover who wants to help homeless animals find their forever homes, but have limited time to volunteer? Join San Jose Animal Advocates, a local nonprofit that is building a community network to help find loving, foster, and forever homes for pets in our local shelters. With your help, we can save countless animals. All it takes is a few clicks, and you can share your stories with your network of friends. It's easy. Join us at sjanimaladvocates.org or look for us on Facebook.
I kept seeing advocates on there and thinking avocados. I think I'm too hungry.
I wonder what we'll be having after the show.
It's what's for dinner.
Okay, Jen.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Because your fan wants to hear from you.
Yes.
And you get a chance to, you know, maybe... I don't know if this will lift up your spirits, but you know.
All right, Jason, what's your favorite movie so I can cheer?
I hated that one.
I'm not telling.
I'm kidding.
I buy copies of it just so I can bury it in the ground so no one can enjoy it.
I clip it with scissors.
I wish I could buy the rights so no one would ever be able to watch it again.
I get them bulk eraser magnets and you erase all that tapes.
And just to clarify, I don't hate the movie.
I just don't love it like everybody else.
It's
Yeah. That's the whole point.
I love the aliens. They're freaking awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
This has been an eye-opening evening, Jason. I don't know if we can be friends after this.
Super Jason is nailing the topic. Caleb has nailed the topic. Will you continue nailing the topic?
I hope so. Okay, so... All right, so my pick for this here topic is the Pixar movie Up.
Okay.
I know we've talked about it before amongst ourselves.
What is wrong with you?
I know it's kind of like it's kind of why I'm a little fearful to bring it up because I know, I mean, this is like you said, you know, you recognize it's a good movie and you see why people love it. You know, I see all that. It just didn't quite resonate with me.
Nailed it.
I took you to the ice cream shop from that movie.
it's true.
Was it a lie? Did you not enjoy the ice cream shop?
I loved the ice cream shop. But, you know, so before, but I had seen it when it was on, I think I either borrowed it from somebody or when it was on Netflix, so I didn't see it in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I heard everybody.
All right, there you go.
I heard everybody talking great things about it, and they're like, oh man, the first 5 minutes are great. You cry and everything else. And really, I'm thinking, why do I want to cry the first 5 minutes of a movie? But, you know, I saw
it. I didn't even know I wanted to. And then I knew.
But you did.
And then I knew.
But so yeah, I mean the first 5 minutes, I mean it's a great story in and of itself, but so yeah, I mean I will definitely give it that. It draws you in right away with this, oh my gosh, you know, moment.
Is there But do you think you know why it didn't hit you? Or
yeah, okay. I've seen other movies that for me have the same failing, and it's okay. That there wasn't.
There's no failing. You can just stop right there. And go ahead.
The plot pretty much meandered. I saw it once, and
the look on Super Jason's face, it's priceless.
It's not dissimilar to the look that Jen gave him when he said he hated didn't like the Fifth Element. Didn't like. Not,
this
did,
is just
not
the
hate.
Look of my face. Like, what am I gonna say next? This is just normal me.
I was building it up for the audience, and now it's ruined.
It's ruined.
There was a moment.
But so, like I said, I saw it once, and it's not that I didn't enjoy it exactly, but it was like, you know, what was the movie about? There was a guy in a house, and it flew. There was something about a guy who had evil dogs, but they weren't evil. There was a dodo. I remember a dodo. Yeah, there was some rivalry between the main old guy and the bad old guy. I mean, it wasn't memorable for me. I mean, it was definitely heartwarming while I was watching it.
You just weren't paying attention. Were you asleep through half of it, or?
No, I was totally paying attention.
Have you? How many times have you watched it?
Just the once. Okay. Yeah, I mean, and it's something that I will definitely try. I would be willing to try again. It's not like, oh man, I will never watch this again.
No.
But
No, don't bother.
Like I said, I've seen other movies that have had the same failing, in my opinion. One recently was. Okay, never
you
mind.
You want to save it?
Well, it wasn't one of those, like, I think everybody loved it who saw it sort of thing. But I was kind of disappointed because I love Miyazaki movies, but it was Ponyo. It had kind of the same thing where it was just like, you know, the first like third is like, all right, I'm totally with you. And then it's like, we had a plot, right? Because now we're just watching these two kids play. So sort of the same thing with Up. It was, you know, oh, they're on an adventure, and now they're what's going on? I'm just watching these two people do things that aren't. There's no story here.
So I take it's low on the list of Pixar movies, right? That you put,
yeah,
like from your favorite.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry.
You nailed it.
I'm
mean,
sorry.
You nailed the topic.
All right.
That is definitely one that a lot of people really like, love. So
yeah. Now I was a little hesitant about. I mean, it's a great topic, but then I'm like, oh no, I'm going to do this thing, and everybody's going to hate.
You're
going to
lose your fan.
Yeah.
your fan that called in. No,
it's but. Good that we know you better. That's it's a learning experience.
To be fair, one of our listeners just piped up on Twitter saying that there was a little too much focus on the bird in the movie.
Yeah, it's one of the few things I remember.
So did you want more bird then? Yeah.
Maybe. Bird. I wonder if he has his own spinoff.
Given the bird, it doesn't say anything.
Hey, it's Pixar. Yeah, maybe they can work some magic with that.
Yeah, they are making planes. Yeah.
Have a sound bite for that, huh?
No, that's my next ringtone. Well, for you.
Yeah. Whenever Caleb's calling, that's what plays, and you know, oh, Caleb's calling.
Yes, I should do the like either the reggae thing or the opera singing alien from Fifth Element for you when you call it out.
That'd be pretty good. I used to have Yoda cackling with joy as Caleb's ringtone. He was calling.
Nice.
Until it started scaring people.
Fair enough.
Well, if you are just tuning in, we are Robots Attack, the one and only geek-centric talk show on KSCU Santa Clara. We're in the core discussing film that majority of people seem to really love, like, but for some reason just didn't hit us the same way. Or when I say us, more individually, I mean
the individual, the person.
As we go around, and we had Watchmen was named by Caleb. Mm-hmm. We had Fifth Element named by Super Jason, and then Jen just dropped the bomb. Up,
boom.
Yeah, and
drop the mic.
thanks to this wonderful topic, me and Jason are now nemeses.
Who's all going to blame?
Who came up with this topic anyway?
Someone with a white Persian cat in the lab right now.
You can see my cat. Visibility's not working. Okay, well, I'm going to drop a bomb on Super Jason.
Oh,
with my
snap.
Choice.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Skyfall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go for it. I'm interested. I want to hear this.
I want to see it again,
mm-hmm.
but, and I recognize it that it's a good movie,
right?
But
Joe better recognize.
But yeah, it did not hit me anywhere near that I think it did for a majority of people. Like,
interesting.
I guess show of hands around the room, who all have
actually seen it. I think it's just
yeah.
you and me.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Did you?
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
But here's the thing, though. I'm not a big Bond fan in general. I did enjoy Casino Royale. I didn't like Quantum of Solace,
okay.
and I liked this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I never.
You just like Daniel Craig.
Actually, no, I'm not fangirl for Daniel Craig.
Okay, we're friends again.
Anyway.
Tricks you into it.
Oh. Nice. That was the secret move, the mm-hmm. whole, well, you know, second plot of...
It was my combo.
Of,
yeah.
yeah.
Waiting for the right moment.
Of throwing that out there. But mm-hmm. yeah, similar. I never really grew up on James Bond either. So I, you know, little scene clips here and there of old James Bond movies. And I think the first one I actually saw in the theater or, you know, sat down and watched the whole thing was GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really have like this huge attachment to Bond that a lot of people do and sort of recognize like, okay, this is how Bond is. This is what Bond does, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So when Casino Royale dropped and I watched it, I loved it. It's mm-hmm. like, yes, this, I like this version of Bond. This is where I like him going.
Mm-hmm.
I'll, you know, give me the next one. Quantum of Solace came out. A lot of people didn't like that movie. I thought it was fine.
Yeah,
like,
it was okay.
It's not,
yeah, it was solid.
It's not fantastic, but I mean, mm-hmm. it's hard to beat Casino Royale, but
yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot more than most people did. So like, okay, we got some years off. Mm-hmm. Finally, a new one, Skyfall, is coming out. Everybody's talking about this thing. Oh, it's
best
Bond
film ever.
Yes, Bond is back. This is mm-hmm. the best one. Like, you got to see it. It's amazing. Go and see it. Watch it. To me, they like took Casino Royale and Quantum of Solace and went, thank you very much, threw you in the trash, and restarted the series again. And restarted it to it being more like the old Bond.
Right.
And to me, I don't like that because you set up this new Bond in Casino Royale, and now you change it again. In like two movies, and there's like this huge gap that it seems like Bond has been doing all of this stuff.
Yeah, that's
and
true. Yeah.
And then it's like, because I don't want to give it away for, you know, a lot of people this and that, especially since only Super Jason and I have seen this. But
I saw it.
Oh, I'm sorry, and Jen.
I can just take off
we're
my headphones.
The fact
and
that you saw it.
And
well,
la, la, la.
I mean, you know, I won't go into specifics and stuff like that, but. You get this pretty much from the trailer, you know, mm-hmm. it's like something happens to
Bond yeah.
and he comes back after something that happened. I mean, you get mm-hmm. that from
yeah.
the trailer, but it's the way that the movie plays it. It seems like it would work better if this was instead of, cause they didn't do Casino Royale and mm-hmm. they started with this.
Yeah. I see that point.
And they relaunched the series without, because since I loved, excuse me, the style and the way they were shaping Bond
mm-hmm.
in Casino Royale and, you know, to an extent with
Quantum of Solace yeah.
especially since they were kind of setting up new bad guys, mm-hmm. this group of new bad guys and stuff like that, to now just, like, dump all of that and reboot it again, like, it left a bad taste in my mouth. I was like, I recognize this is a good movie. It's mm-hmm. fun, but you, like... Is Bond going to be remade every movie now? Or it's like, and then again, like I mentioned,
right.
It's going back. It's definitely throwing in a lot more style of the older Bond. And like, since I never grew up on that,
right.
it means nothing to me. I like the direction they were going with Casino Royale. So mm-hmm. I wanted Bond to be like that, but it doesn't seem like
there's not as much of it in this latest version.
Well, it just seems like they're setting it up to go back to be more kind of classic Bond with a slightly modern take, but
right.
But yeah, so it was, I recognize it again being a good movie, but and mm-hmm. I'd like to watch it again, but yeah, it just didn't hit me like it did everybody else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand. I mean, I can totally see what you're saying about like how you have this new modern Bond, and then you know, and it's going a certain way, and then all of a sudden, bam, we're gonna. Yeah, like you just said, like reboot it again.
Yeah.
Give him a totally new backstory, almost, you know. And
yeah, they.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, I don't know. I liked the direction. I liked the way it was going, and then it turned a different way.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Cause it's funny that you say that because I was listening to a bunch of other people talk about tech stuff, and then they went and talked about movies, and Bond was the hot one at that time, and they were like, and the panel was mostly older guys, and they were like, this new Bond movie is the worst Bond movie ever made. Like,
wow.
Bar none, the worst movie ever made. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's weird.
The worst Bond movie,
I would
say.
Think for people who grew up on the Bond that they would like this one, because
yeah.
it has more hints of that. Like, it's not, it, I mean, don't get me wrong, it doesn't like flip completely, and he's like,
I'm now doing a Sean Connery
the greatest spy. Yeah. Oh, look, you know, that the Pierce Brosnan ones became, and mm-hmm. some, you know, it doesn't do that, but it definitely.
I'm Daniel Craig, and I shouldn't talk like this.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
That would be pretty awesome. Like,
shaking
he has to play a Scotsman in a scene.
And I know from reading that Daniel Craig did want to inject more kind of humor, a little more of the lightheartedness that is in some of the older Bonds into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is definitely there.
Right.
It's just not my thing. So
yeah.
That's why I was, but again, if you haven't watched, I recommend seeing it because it isn't a bad Bond film. I just don't like the direction it's going. So
fair enough.
Yeah. The thing that I absorb from what you're saying that I didn't totally agree with is it seems like they set it up as, okay, this is going to be sort of the beginning experience of a 007 and them like ramping up and whatnot. And in this movie, suddenly he is a complete and total veteran and talking about how old and crusty he is and whatnot. And
you're like, wait, didn't you just like
right? You just
one?
Started, like... yeah. And I can understand that, but if you take it as like if there, it seems like there should have been two more movies in between,
yeah.
or something like that,
or at least a montage of this is what I was doing in Beirut, and this is what I was doing in Lisbon, this is what I was doing in you know. Whatever for like you know like showing a
something
progression.
Just,
it needs more movies.
Yeah,
is what it needs.
Like maybe one more that maybe wrapped up some of those villain things they were throwing in Quantum of Solace or something.
Okay.
That, like,
yeah, and I hadn't thought about that too. They set up this entire new villain organization, which is kind of the classic Bond thing too, which is part of what I never understood why people were so critical of Quantum of Solace was. There was a lot of the classic Bond stuff in there, like setting up this overarching organization that is silently working in the background while really it's just the stooge who's going to end up taking the fall.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's classic Bond to me.
I
can understand. It's still an awesome movie, I thought.
Fair enough.
Well, if you are just tuning in, we are Robots Attack on KSCU Santa Clara, 103.3 FM, the underground sound in the core. Did anyone else like to mention some other ones? Anyone else pop in their head?
We got one from a listener.
Oh, okay.
Shakespeare in Love. Their comment is,
nobody
not a
loved that
bad movie, but so hyped. So many people just loved that one. The listener is not entirely sure why.
Hmm. Yeah, I think.
Go ahead.
I think it won Best Picture, so
yeah,
it would fit in the this category of
yeah, it was
at least critically.
Yeah,
I saw it once. I remember liking it, but again, it's sort of one of those things where I mean, I'm not a big romantic comedy kind of girl,
but you are a girl.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh my gosh!
I know, shocking, right?
I don't even think about people that way. I'm
just, you've moved beyond that.
I accept
you're like
you
Stephen Colbert.
As a human
you
being.
Don't, yeah, like Stephen Colbert. He doesn't see race. He doesn't see gender. He doesn't see. At least I don't think. Yeah,
exactly. I don't really watch that, but yes.
You can't fool me. Last time I wasn't here, you guys were bashing me because I was a girl. She likes Kingdom Hearts because she's a girl.
I am.
Don't lie to me.
Wait, no. You're supposed to do a Quantum of Solace to Skyfall moment where
we're rebooting.
You can't remember. Yeah. You have a different backstory now.
Yeah, you like you loved Up in their new reboot.
Gen 2.0.
Okay, yeah, I remember that movie getting really hyped. Yeah, I know. I think I saw it once.
I think people were just waiting. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that was like the big romantic movie that came out after Titanic, and people were so like, oh, Titanic, that they were waiting for another big romantic movie after that, and I think that one just filled in the blank in my view. I don't think there was anything super special about it.
Yeah, see,
well, Titanic is one that could fit in this list if you
yeah
a lot of people love
I've
that
actually
one,
I've still you never seen Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Oh.
It's not bad, not my favorite, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This one I can't comment on because I am, in fact, a girl.
I mean, I'll be honest. Part of it was just me getting so angry at hearing every single girl in high school swoon like, oh, I wish DiCaprio would draw me. And here I am, an artist. And it's like, yeah, sure. I'll draw you, but
no love,
you want DiCaprio.
No.
Titanic was sort of a guilty pleasure. When it came back into theaters, my 10-year-old niece was like, I want to go see it. It's like, oh, okay, I'll go.
In 3D?
In 3D.
3D!
In IMAX 3D. Yeah.
See the boat destroyed and all the grand scale.
Yeah, saying it, and she asked me to take her, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take you. And then, like, for the next, you know, week or something, there was, like, this inner struggle in myself. It's like, do I really want to go see this? on the other hand, do I want to pass up the chance to not see it? It was, oh man, because I hadn't seen it since it was in theaters the first time.
Okay.
And I mean, and I cried. I bawled every time that I saw it in the theater. Yes, I saw it more than once in the theater.
Oh, please.
And so it was another thing too. It's like, do I really want to go to the theater and cry in the theater when I know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
So it was just this big torment of, do I want to go see it? Do I not want to go see it? I'm going to go see it anyway because she wants me to take her. But how do I feel about this?
Yeah, my feelings about Titanic are a bit mixed. Saw it twice in theaters. First time, I was caught up in the emotional struggle. The second time, the people around me were heckling the movie, and it was...
I should have been there for that one.
It was completely different story, that one. It's like, wow. I did not think I could see the same movie two times, completely different ways,
different
each time.
It's power of film, and power of an audience.
Yes, the power of the audience to over a film, like... You know, we talk about the power of the director and the producer to make or break a movie, and then there's the audience, which makes or breaks the experience.
Mystery yeah Science Theater much.
Yeah.
Well, if no one else has anything they want to mention.
I've got a big one.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's multiples.
Oh,
it's
that
a series?
I can say in just one shot.
Oh.
Star Trek 2.
Into darkness.
No, but
get out.
Or would it be the Wrath of Khan? Khan. Sorry.
Okay.
gotta prepare for this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Everybody's bracing themselves.
Yep. I'm holding my breath.
Okay, every Studio Ghibli film after Princess Mononoke.
Oh.
After?
I will have to disagree with you on Howl's Moving Castle. Howl's.
So, for the audience and Howl's. Perhaps myself as well, what would some
Studio
of those
Ghibli
be?
Studio Ghibli would be My Neighbor Totoro. Oh, the ones after
but
it.
Yeah, ones after.
One sec, let me look that up.
Yeah, it's Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away. I actually haven't seen the more recent ones, but...
Ponyo.
Yeah.
Ponyo, I thought was
so just
okay.
So it's really done just a couple that you're putting
well,
in there?
Well, actually, I did see Ponyo also, and same problem. And it goes back kind of to what Jen was saying earlier, is that they're just, like, completely wandering, go-no-place storylines to me. It's just nothing is really happening. And they were all sold as, like, oh, it's an incredible learning experience for this character. It's like, they'd learn nothing. What are you talking about? Incredible learning experience. Learn to value age. She didn't learn anything.
I think for me personally, I mean, I generally love Studio Ghibli movies. But in general, like I said, you know, Ponyo was definitely on my list of on that one.
It's your favorite.
But for Spirited Away in particular, I had a sort of an interesting experience with it. I bought it on DVD without having seen it. In fact, I couldn't wait for the English version to come out.
Oh, I see what happened now.
So I bought it in Japanese before it was even available in English. I was just like, I need to see this. So I put it in, and I was still living with my parents, and they were gone shopping or something. So I was watching it on the big screen in the living room, and I got up. I didn't get very far into it, but it was basically when Obaba appears. So it's like 20 minutes or so, just enough to get you into the spirit world. And then I had to turn it off because they came home and they're not going to want to watch my weird cartoon in a different language. So I turned it off and I took it to my room, and I'm thinking, it's like one of my dreams. This movie so far, it totally reminds me of something I would dream about. And that totally endeared it to me just from that.
Okay. Yeah, that one I wanted to like just because it. I think I mentioned a video game a while back in one of her previous episodes, Nemo in Dreamland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it was trying to be a Ghibli kind of version of something like that. And it just never ended up really catching where I wanted it to go, I guess. And
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what about Howl's? So I grew up on Warriors of the Wind before it was re-released as Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind.
By its proper title.
Yes.
And I liked that one, again, because it's an old one.
Right. But I'm just saying, you know, so that one was near and dear to my heart. It still is. And then Howl's came out and I saw it, and I have to sort of begrudgingly... This one might be my new favorite. I don't know if I'm really ready to admit that, but it's you know, it's one of those things because, you know, I've been with Warriors of the Wind since I was really, really small, you know, so it's going to be like, no, I'm going to defend it with a stick to my dying day.
Okay, just for instance, just run down what the plot of that movie is for me.
Which one?
Not Warriors of the Wind, of Howl's Moving Castle.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay, I see your point. No, it's the same thing with my problem with Up and Ponyo and there are other movies like that. But yeah, it's sort of this. I get what you're saying, but yeah, I mean the rundown of it is you have a girl who gets cursed into an old lady, and she thinks that, and she gets into a bargain where if she can break Howl out of his spell, she can get unbroken in her spell. And so the whole movie is basically her trying to get onto Howl's good side, or at the very least just sort of hang around him until she can get the spell broken. But yeah, there's...
Who happens to be a dreamy man.
Who steals...
Oh, darn, I have to hang around this dreamy guy.
As in the body of like a 70-year-old woman, it's not quite the same.
Yeah. But no, I see your point. I mean, like one of the newer ones is Arrietty.
Yeah, the
Secret Life of Arrietty.
Yeah, the ones after Mononoke are my neighbors, the Yamadas, Spirited Away, The Cat Returns, Howl's Moving Castle, Tales from Earthsea, Ponyo, Arrietty, and Up from Poppy Hill, which is, don't think that one's, that one came out in Japan in 2011. I don't think it's made it to the to our side of the pond yet.
Okay, I didn't realize that one of them was in there, and I'll make one minor thing. I did like The Cat Returns. I thought that was pretty good.
Okay.
It was completely nonsensical and stupid, but I loved it.
And sort of going back to what I said about how, you know, I generally don't like movies that meander, Arrietty is actually one of the exceptions to that. I am aware that it's sort of like, okay, I'm watching her go through her little tiny life and it's kind of cute, but there's where's the plot in this movie? But despite that, I still liked it. So.
All right, fair enough. The one, the weakest one, I think, of this lot is Tales from Earthsea.
I actually haven't heard of that. I feel like a bad Miyazaki fan.
It was directed by his son, and it's based on a novel, which I remember seeing the cover of, because like I got to the when I was watching the movie, I'm like, oh, Tales from Earthsea, this cover is really familiar. So I watched the movie. I'm like, man, there is they really tried to cram at least 600 pages worth of novel into this movie, and they did it.
Yeah, that's never a good
very
idea.
Shoddily, in my opinion, because there's giant gaps of assumptions about what's going on, and so often you just don't really care about what's happening. And everyone whispers in that movie. The whoever did the sound design needs to be hurt, because I was constantly turning the volume up and up and up just to hear what was happening.
Well, it needs the reverse of a hearing aid, I guess.
Yeah, something.
Well,
but yeah.
Anyone else have any more they want to mention, or shall we wrap it up for tonight?
I'm going to wrap up mine with Frankenweenie.
Okay.
It's got a rotten rating of 88 and an audience approval rating of 73.
Ooh. Okay.
And I thought it was at best a 50%.
Okay. Ouch. Yeah, I didn't see it, but I was intrigued because I have... Nightmare Before Christmas, and it has a little short of his poem being read by Christopher Lee, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But you say that you've seen the little short, right?
Yeah, the short of Frankenweenie is what is the movie, the short film that got Tim Burton cast out of Disney,
yeah,
the film company, and it was in my mind a rather heartwarming, endearing film about a kid that raises his dog back to life.
Yeah.
So wait, why did it get in tossed out then?
Because it's a movie about a dead dog, and Disney at the time thought it wasn't quite palatable for their audience.
Oh, okay.
And yet, when they bring him back in to make the animated version of Frankenweenie, he amps it up with not just one dead pet, but four.
Spoilers!
And... one really, really viciously evil dead pet that comes back and is just like, what
spoilers
is going on with this
spoilers
movie?
Where's the mute button?
I just, and I really love stop motion animation. I love Tim Burton's style of stop motion animation. And I was still going, hey,
is this not engaging? Did you sort of not care about what was going on, or what was the problem?
The first act was the best part of the movie.
And so really, this should have just stuck with the short film.
Yeah.
It was solid as the short, because yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen it too, just should have stuck with that.
Just left it alone.
Nice,
mm-hmm.
Packaged well together.
Yeah, it was a nice, complete story. It did what it needed to, and it was uncomplicated and beautiful in its uncomplication.
So wait, it was a Disney production then, or...
The short?
No, the new one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They brought Tim back, Burton back in to, I don't know if he actually was director of it, but he was heavily involved in the production of the film. And, yeah, not as impressed with that one.
Alrighty. Well, before we wrap it up, Jen, will you read us our final PSA of the night?
Absolutely. The city of Santa Clara is launching a citywide poster contest for their Safe Routes to School program. Contest participants can win a range of prizes, and three lucky winners will see their posters featured on VTA buses and light rail trains across the county. The contest runs from March 11th to March 29th. Find out how to enter at SantaClaraSR2S.org.
Alrighty. Well, you've been listening to Robots Attack, the one and only geek-centric talk show in KCU Santa Clara. We thank you for listening. We're here every Thursday from 7-ish to 9-ish.
Yes.
Bringing you the geek, all sorts of different topics and whatnot and everything. And, you know, we like it when you participate on the show. And Caleb, why don't you tell the folks how they can do that?
Well, I'll be glad to. You can find us on Facebook. Do a search for Robots Attack. Like our page. With a few more likes, we can get a real page name, and you won't have to search for us so much. You can find us on Twitter. Our handle is robotsattackme. And you can find us on our email address, robotsattackshow@gmail.com. And finally, if you just can't remember all of that at once, remember robotsattack.me. That is our webpage. It has archived episodes and a link to the button called Interact, which has links to all of the things I have just described, email, Facebook, Twitter. And you can interact with us there, interact with us post-show. You know, we'll be glad to, we check.
Anytime.
We'll be
24-hour, 24/7.
We check these things pretty often. We even check them during the show, as you heard us, you know, reading off some of the interactions. Please, interact with us more.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like us to discuss, you know, shoot us an email there, that, or post it on our Facebook page.
Exactly.
Ask us questions, anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever, we want you to communicate with us, make the show interactive.
Yes.
Hence the interact button and all that jazz. All right, well, I'm Joe.
I'm Jason.
That's
I'm Caleb.
You're Jason?
No, I'm not Jason. I'm Caleb.
Who's a reboot of Jen? A new where am I? What dimension did I step through?
We've all gone mad.
No. We have Jen.
I'm Jen, yes.
We got Super Jason.
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Super to me, apparently.
Can you stand on your head?
Oh, señor. Lo siento.
All right, well.
Since I'm Norwegian.
It's only normal.
Really? You're from Norwegia?
Well, not quite. In that it's not really a real place, number one.
Ruin all the fun.
Yeah. Well, again, we thank you for listening. We hope you have a great weekend and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to drop one final bomb, although I need to see this again. Boom. Serenity, the movie. All right.
I'm
leaving out. Have a great evening, everybody.
Completely agree.
Raccoon. Veronica. Mixto.